The U.S. Supreme Court this week handed down a ruling that could affect hundreds of cases each year involving special education. The court says the burden of proving that a student's special education program does not meet federal requirements should fall on parents. A Maryland family had argued the burden should be on school districts to prove they do meet requirements. It's a case that's been closely watched by educators, students, and parents across the nation, among them Susan Senator of Brookline. Her son, Nat, is autistic. And as it turns out, the court's decision came on the eve of his 16th birthday. In this commentary, Susan Senator reflects on the coincidence.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nat.
This week, we've been celebrating my son, Nat's 16th birthday, a milestone. My husband and I baked a cake that we decorated with loads of blue frosting to look like a swimming pool, along with Lego Men swimmers. Because of Nat's autism, it is difficult to know what he likes. He keeps a lot of things to himself. We know how he likes his cakes, though, and we know that he loves to swim. But like everything else he's learned to do, getting Nat to this point has been years in the making. It's taken tireless coaches, dauntless parents, enduring tantrums. This week, I also learned of another milestone, the Supreme Court decision favoring school districts over families. I thought about the ruling as I dribbled blue coloring into the white icing and slathered it onto Nat's cake. I was remembering when things were not as happy for us as these days, how 5 years ago Nat had been expelled from a school program because he had become increasingly aggressive, and how he had to stay at home with me for months until a new placement became available somewhere else. Those days, I was scared of him and scared for him, not knowing how to reach him. Our lawyer told us we could sue the school, that the law at the time was on our side. Even so, Nat was at home without a school program, getting worse by the day, and I couldn't get any of the school people to do anything for us. We struggled over whether to fight for Nat's right to go to that school, ultimately deciding that we didn't want him to be anywhere he wasn't wanted. This is not that sort of program, the director of the school told us when we'd asked him to put in more supports for Nat. In other words, take it or leave it, sink or swim. The Supreme Court's decision now would make a difficult situation like that even worse. Families like mine sweat and panic to figure out their children. Every milestone is a struggle, every small achievement a cause for celebration. If we don't push, our kids may not make it. Our kids may end up at home forever or worse, on the street, in prison. And no one, not the parents nor society, can afford to be sending kids out into this world unprepared that way. Sink or swim should be for Lego men on birthday cakes, not for complicated human beings.
Commentator Susan Senator is a writer in Brookline. Her new book is called Making Peace with Autism.